so a little sooner than expected. Can I, first of all, touch upon the point that Mr. Steen made at the outset on disclosure, which I understand is something that he wishes to advance on behalf of a number of the different core participants present. As I said when I opened my comments this morning, counsel to the inquiry acknowledge that there have been difficulties with late disclosure and that the inquiry is continuing to disclose material now. So the exercise is not yet finished. But in a note on the 2nd of November, we explained that we hope to complete disclosure in respect of most of the material providers by the 10th of November. And whilst we were able to achieve this in respect of a number of providers, there is still some material yet to disclose. They have that material listed in a document, so they know what remains. We agree that this is less than satisfactory, but it must be remembered that in the first instance, the inquiry relies on the cooperation of all core participants, and swift disclosure to the inquiry depends on proper and timely disclosure being made by core participants themselves. In this case hearing, requests for disclosure were sent in January of 2016. Yet, on the 27th of September of 2017, this year, very recently, the inquiry received nearly 12,000 pages of material from Downside. We also received 500 pages from the English Benedictine congregation since the 30th of August, I believe. Downside and the EBC, the very institutions this hearing is focusing on, and this despite other requests for swift disclosure to be made. That material, received late, all has to be reviewed, considered, redacted, ciphered, and then reviewed again in accordance with proper procedure for the disclosure exercise to be made. That is a time-consuming exercise. And inquiry resources, it must be remembered, are not infinite, nor should they be. That late disclosure has not only affected other core participants, but also solicitors and counsel to the inquiry's work and preparation for this hearing. Because in order to reduce the problems caused to other core participants, counsel to the inquiry and solicitors have had to put other tasks to one side in order to conduct the review. It should also be borne in mind that 57,000 pages of material have been disclosed in regular notified tranches since the 2nd of August in accordance with our undertakings to do so. So it is not right to say that the inquiry in any way had been lax. It may be, Chair, that you wish to have some explanation as to why there has been late disclosure from those responsible for it. But it's quite plain that all that responsibility should not be laid at the door of the inquiry. In respect of the points around undertakings, perhaps that should be dealt with first, in fact, if we deal with that, and then I'll move on to the issues around undertakings and other matters raised by Ms. Griffiths, if I may.